Blog Talk Radio.
Just lift your worship right there in this moment.
Brothers and sisters, praise the Lord and good morning. Welcome to Daily Fire live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, fresh manna for your soul. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then assigning your task for today, all within 15 minutes, and I have a very fired up word for you today. Our topic is reach toward the promise. Reach toward, or T-O-R-A-R-D, T-O-W-A-R-D, toward the promise. And our scripture comes from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 13. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in to Daily Fire with me. At 7 a.m. when I'm live, Monday through Friday, you can just call in on air. The number is 323-870-4180. That's 323-870-4180. But if you cannot call in at 7, you can still make sure you do not miss the fire by following the podcast. Do that by texting the message DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. Again, that's DF for Daily Fire to phone number 33222. That way, the recording will be texted straight to your cell phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, and you won't miss one episode of Daily Fire. Also, I have a very special announcement coming up at the end of today's teaching, so I do not want you to miss it. Make sure you stay tuned. Now, let's get into this word. I am in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 13, reading from the KJV. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth into those things which are before. Now, the author goes on to talk about pressing forward toward the mark, but I really wanted to just focus on this 13th verse of chapter 3 of Philippians. Listen to this again and pay attention to what he has to do in order to reach toward the promise. Brethren, number one, I count not myself to have apprehended. That's the first thing. Number two, but this one thing I do, glory. Number three, forgetting those things which are behind. Hallelujah. And number four, reaching forth into those things which are before. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word. I already taught you something right there. What is our topic for today? Everyone say it aloud with me right now. Reach toward the promise. In the book of Philippians that I just read unto you, Paul was letting the readers know what is necessary to be able to move forward. And this is so important because so many of us, for one reason or multiple reasons, just can't seem to let go of the past. We cannot move forward. And because we cannot move forward, we find ourselves recycling through the same issues, the same relationships, the same depression. We find ourselves recycling through bad boyfriends or girlfriends. We find ourselves always clinging to negative people or toxic people because we lack the knowledge, competency, ability, or all of those or some of those combined to know how to reach toward what we want. Because what we're really wanting, or even more importantly, what God has ordained for you, that is the promise. You know, that life of being above only and not beneath, that is the promise. That life of being the head and not the tail, that is God's promise for us. That life, hallelujah, of living in abundance, that is the promise that we all want. And not just one day, but we want it consistently. However, we are the impediment to that. Did you hear what I said? Because it's easy to blame others, and I'm not saying that there aren't circumstances in which others have a role in that, because that is true. You can't change, you know, what happened in your childhood. You can't change the you were sexually abused or molested or physically abused or emotionally talked down to. You can't change if the people who raised you always spoke negatively of you or never taught you coping mechanisms. You can't change if you grew up, you know, destitute. You can't change that. You cannot change if the person with whom you were in a relationship previously or whom you were married to before beat you or cheated on you. You can't change that. But what I'm trying to do is show you what you can change to be able to release their hold over your life. So the first thing he said is, I count not myself to have apprehended. You see, the first thing you have to do to be able to reach toward the promise is to realize that you haven't arrived yet. Sometimes we get caught up, you know, in the fact that we have a beautiful home, we have a beautiful and nice car or cars, we have all the degrees, you know, we have our doctorates, we are living well. And what happens is we become complacent in that. And the complacency comes in and it becomes an obstacle to us moving forward to even better things, to even living better. I mean, if you have the home that you want, well, maybe now you can focus on the car that you want. If you have the home and car that you want, then now maybe you can focus on the relationship that you want if you're not already in a relationship. But if you're already in a relationship or marriage, then you need to be focusing every day on how do we make this an even happier marriage, an even better marriage? How do we ensure we have what we need for retirement? And if you're in retirement, how do you ensure that you have what you need not only to last throughout retirement, but to help your children, your grandchildren, if you have no children, your nieces and nephews? Do you see what I mean? There's always better to reach forward to. So the first thing you have to do is deal with the fact that you have not arrived yet. Every day, you should be learning new things. Every day, I am trying to improve upon the Rossi that you see. Every day, I'm trying to be a better attorney. Every day, I'm trying to be a better nurse professionally. In my life, personally, every day, I'm trying to be a better Christian. Every day, I'm trying to be a better mother. Do you understand what I mean? And then because I know I want to be a wife, every day, I'm focusing on what I need to do to be that wife. You must first understand that you haven't arrived. No matter what you've accomplished, God has more for you. The second thing he said is, and I love this part, but this one thing I do. You see, reaching forward, reaching or reach is an action verb. You cannot be trying to reach toward the promise if all you do is just passively wait on someone else to fix it for you. Reach. Reach. Why do we reach for things in general? Because it's something that's out of our immediate grasp. You know, if you want that item that's up on the top shelf, you can't reach the top shelf. So what do? Either you go get you some kind of footstool, step ladder, or you stand on your tiptoes. Do you see what he means? There's something you have to do to reach forward. There's something you have to do to reach higher. If it's farther in front of you than within your arm's length, you got to do what? You got to take a step forward. In other words, to reach means you must make an adjustment. Isn't that good teaching, brothers and sisters? If you want something or someone that's not immediately within your grasp, you must be willing to make an adjustment in you, modify something that allows you to be able to get that thing within your hands. He said, I got to do something. Oh, come on, we don't have but 15 minutes. Number three, and this is crucial, forgetting those things which are behind. Now, a lot of us will say, you know, we'll forgive and not forget. And that's okay as long as, you know, the not forgetting is not keeping malice in your heart, because there are some things you don't need to forget to keep yourself from going back into that same situation. Right? But you got to forget it enough to so that it releases its hold over you. Again, you can't change if your parents weren't good parents. But what you got to do is somehow, whether it's through prayer, counseling, there's nothing wrong with counseling, therapy, whatever you need to do, sitting down and talking with your parents, what you got to do is get the release of that. That's what the forgetting is. I need to get the release from it so I have the release from it mentally, spiritually, psychologically, and physically so that it no longer lives in my mind rent-free, to cause me not to be able to go forward. Those dirty words that were spoken over you, those nasty words, you're not going to be anything. You ain't worth nothing. You got to forget them so that they no longer cause you to live in low self-esteem. And then this last thing, then he said, I reach forth. In other words, for me to be able to productively and effectively reach forward, I need to do the first three things. Isn't this good teaching? Now I'm ready to reach toward the promise. I put the promise in front of me, put the goal in front of you, and everything you do, hallelujah, needs to be centered on reaching toward that promise. Don't let anyone knock you out of your lane. Stay in your lane. You're not reaching toward Rossi's promise. You're not reaching toward your friend's promise. You're not envious or jealous of what someone else has, or she can sing but you can't sing. Listen, I can preach but I can't sing. I've never tried to get up and be in the choir. I don't try to lead the praise team. When I was a kid, I used to be on the praise team, but, you know, just one or two of us, it didn't matter. We were doing the best we could. I don't try to live and reach toward someone else's lane, and I tell you, it's liberating. It allows me to be a great advocate and supporters of others, because I have no envy or jealousy of anyone else, because I know my lane. I know my promise. I know what God has for me, and I reach toward that, brothers and sisters. Oh, our time is almost run. Come on now, just begin to say, I will reach toward God's promise for me. The lines are muted. No one can hear you. Speak it out loud right now. We're going to go into prayer. Say, I will reach toward God's promise for me. Oh, hallelujah. Let's get ready to go into prayer. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we praise you and we give you glory. Lord, we honor you today. Father, we thank you because today we understand that we have not arrived. You have even better for us. Father, we understand that there's something we must do, some adjustments we must make within ourselves, and we understand that we have to release those who have done us wrong. We don't have to go back into fellowship with them. We just got to love them, forgive them, and pray for them, but we don't have to go back to toxicity. We don't have to go back to negativity. We just got to now set the appropriate boundaries, make the appropriate modifications so that every day, glory, we're reaching forward to a promise, reaching toward the promise. We're focused on the goal, and it's in front of us. Mentally, it stays there. And anything, everything, and everyone who cause there to be an obstacle, we nicely and politely and even aggressively, if needed, remove them from that lane because we want to reach toward the promise. Now, Father, I lift up everyone listening. I ask you, Lord, to bless them like you've never blessed them before. I ask you, God, to send down your anointing all over them, all over their household. Saturate their day with the anointing and blessings of Christ so much so that everyone who comes in their presence can't help but feel the glory, can't help but see the light, can't help but see the blessings, and it even makes them ask, what is it about you that just keeps on winning? And they can answer, it's not me, but it's because I reach toward the promise given to me by my Savior, Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Everyone say amen. Come on and just begin to thank the Father, hallelujah, for your victory today. I'm going to give the altar call, then I'll give your task, I'll give you the announcement, and we will end. For those of you who are backslidden or who are not saved, I ask you to repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. Glory. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Hallelujah. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. We are so happy that you're now part of the family of those living for Jesus. Everyone, make sure you do not miss your daily devotional with me here on Daily Fire, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. Again, if you can't tune in live, remember to text the message DF to phone number 33222 to follow so that the recording will be text straight to you at 8 a.m. Go ahead and do that now. Text the message DF to phone number 33222 and you will receive a confirmation text which includes today's teaching. Now, our topic for today is restore the promise. Your task for today is to get your goal in front of you. If you don't know what it is, first take a few minutes and really write down where you know God has told you he wants you to be and what he's promised you. And all today, everything you do, let it be that you're making the necessary modifications in you and in your home to get there. Now, our special announcement is our new Pillow Talk Bible study. Pillow Talk, so you know it's going to be at night. And that's starting on Monday, the last Monday of this month. I will give you more information. It'll be 30 minutes, but the greatest thing is that you will be able to ask questions live on air. It's Pillow Talk, so that means it's real talk. We're going to be talking about sex, fornication, adultery. We're going to be talking about how do you actually deal with these issues. We're going to be talking about real sin and real talk. And when you ask your questions on air, you won't even have to give your name. The way our system is set up, you'll just press 1 to let me know you want to ask a question, and I'll just call out the last 4 numbers of your phone number that will show up in my queue. For example, 1234, caller number 1234, what's your question? And we're going to get into some real talk. So it's Pillow Talk because it's really adult focused. You know, we're talking about a lot of issues, and I want it to be at a time where you and your spouse, you know, can do this, or you and whomever, you know, maybe you're at different homes, right, if you're not married, but that doesn't mean you can't tune in together and listen in, and let's talk and really deal with some issues. So you don't have to be ashamed to ask questions, but this is what we need because the devil is winning. Because nobody will deal with, or I won't say nobody, but a lot of times you can't ask the questions in church. You can't ask them in Bible study because you'd be embarrassed or you don't want everyone to know your business. But we got to deal with real issues. So we're going to be starting our Pillow Talk Bible study. It's real talk, focusing on real issues from a biblical perspective. All right, so I'll give you more information. I'll see you in the morning, Friday. I have another Fired Up Word for you on Daily Fire. Be blessed today.
This ain't no ordinary word.
give them all I have.